from KQED.
UCLA researchers shocked educators last spring when they reported California public schools issued more than 700,000 suspensions last year, mostly to Black and Latino students. The findings have touched off a statewide effort to address the issue, as the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakulis tells us.
After learning so many students of color were getting kicked out of school, analysts at the Oakland-based think tank EdSource began knocking on the doors of school officials, trying to find out what kind of student discipline programs they have in the first place. The group's executive director, Louis Friedberg, says they found
numerous different programs that various school districts have implemented. And one of the issues is we don't really know how effective these programs are.
Researchers say one problem is too many kids are suspended for minor reasons, like talking back or disrupting a class lesson. Laura Fair is with Public Counsel, a group behind a series of school discipline reform bills now on the governor's desk. She says there are proven alternatives that focus on keeping kids in school.
If we can focus our attention away from kicking kids out to really trying to put in place systems and alternatives that work, I think we're going to see our graduation rates in the state go up, we're going to see our attendance rates go up, and our achievement rates go up.
Schools in Los Angeles, Oakland, and Santa Clara, for example, are using an alternative that sets clearly defined consequences to bad behavior, such as a timeout, calling home, or losing school privileges. And now a statewide group of police chiefs called Fight Crime Investing Kids will release a report today highlighting that program, along with four others they think will help kids stay in school and off the streets. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakulis.